driver's seat and took position behind the wheel. The rear doors shut, and Dwayne, now situated in the passenger seat, tapped the dash. Max turned the key, and the taillight spilled red across the circular drive behind them. In the blink of an eye, they were rolling for the road and on to Fair Park Cemetery. Chapter 2. The mission's execution was flawless. The van taken, the cemetery gate lock picked. The bodies discarded in the mausoleum where no one would find them, at least not in time to stop their primary objective. Back at headquarters, Dwayne stood, inspecting his team as they loaded the arsenal into the van. Nearly time. A commencement unlike any other was about to begin.
"The van is outfitted, sir," Adam said.
Copenhagen nestled deep within his lower lip. Dwayne spit into his cup.
"Well done," he said, the chewing tobacco tingling behind his lip.
His gaze swept over his team, zeroing in on Dylan's eyes. Few men could douse the shadow of fear from their gaze, and Dylan certainly wasn't one of them. He lifted his chin in Dylan's direction.
"Something wrong?"
"No,"
Dylan's voice hiccuped. His jaw shifted on instinct. The kid was lying.
"You got a problem with the mission?"
Dylan swallowed, his Adam's apple bobbing down his thin, pasty neck. He shook his head too vehemently.
"No, sir."
Dwayne eyed the sweat sizzling down Dylan's pulsing temple.
"I demand honesty. Honesty is essential. This is all in or all out. Understood?"
He stepped forward, the wooden boards creaking beneath his boots.
"Which is it?"
He set his cup on the wooden railing beside him, fingering his gun grip. Dylan hesitated, and Dwayne fired. The kid's body crumpled to the floor, blood pooling at the base of his skull.
"Anybody else unsure?"
The words slithered through his coffee-stained teeth. His question was met with stony silence. Chapter 3. Wilmington, North Carolina. Brooke zipped her walking jacket, the temp hovering at 51. Her family would crack up if they saw her wearing a jacket on what they'd view as a warm day back home in northern Colorado. But she'd adapted to Wilmington's weather and swore her blood had thinned. She spotted Gabby across the street and waved. The red light shifted to green, the walk symbol flashed, and Gabby crossed over.
"Good morning."
"Good's two coffee cups away." Brooke worked a kink out of her neck. It had been a long night, but they'd made three saves, well worth the aches and pains. Gabby jogged in place, her knees nearly hitting a 90-degree angle.
"Down to the river walk?" she said.
Brooke rubbed her mittened hands together. "You're entirely too peppy. The sun isn't even up."
"You're the one who suggested the earlier run,"
Gabby said as they jogged down the sloping sidewalk leading to Wilmington's gorgeous walkway along the Cape Fear River. Birds chirped among a cascade of insect hums in the marsh grass lining the path.
"I'm meeting someone for breakfast before the graduation ceremony." "You aren't surfing with us?"
By us, Gabby meant herself, her fiancé Finn, and her brother, Noah. Brooke took a steadying inhale. Noah Rowley. He was even more addictive than riding the winter swells. But any hope she'd had for that relationship flatlined weeks ago. She'd fallen hard for the kind, handsome man, but he clearly hadn't fallen for her. And she couldn't keep going with the status quo. As much as it would break her heart, it was time to move on. She sniffed back the pinch of tears pricking her eyes. Thankfully, Gabby was too busy ruminating to notice, her brows deeply furrowed.
"No,"
Brooke finally answered her friend's question. She cleared her throat, knowing Gabby would be beyond bummed, but it was time.
"Can I ask